anti-corruption agencies which operate in Georgia. Then the main agency which investigates and prosecutes corruption-related crimes is the Office of the Prosecutor General of Georgia. Within the Prosecutor's Office of Georgia, there is a special anti-corruption agency which is responsible for the corruption of for the high-level corruption cases. There is also another agency within the state's security service, anti-corruption agency, which is responsible for the corruption crimes revealed by them. There is also another anti-corruption agency in Georgia, which is in the Ministry of Finance, which is responsible for the corruption in the private sector. These two agencies work very closely together, and they coordinate their work in order to fight the corruption-related offenses effectively. Just to show you how effectively the corruption cases are investigated by these agencies, I'll give you the statistics, which reflects the period starting from 2016 until 2020. Within this period, the anti-corruption agencies, investigative agencies of Georgia, started investigation into 2,978 cases. Out of these cases, criminal prosecution was initiated against 1,844 persons, and the judgments of conviction were delivered with respect to 58 persons. The question was also raised about the cases which we initiated in 2021. In this year, the investigation was launched into 272 criminal cases related to corruption offenses. Criminal prosecution was initiated against 280 persons, including 16 legal entities. I just wanted to mention that compared to the previous year, the rate of initiation of criminal prosecution has increased by 22%. The question was raised whether or not the investigation and prosecution of corruption crimes were conducted regarding high-level public servants, and to illustrate that the country is equally efficient towards the fight against corruption regarding low-level and high-level corruption, I just wanted to mention that the investigation was started and the relevant prosecution, the relevant charges were brought against deputy ministers, chairperson of legal entities of public law, vice president of legal entity of public law, heads of municipalities and heads of local sacrebulos and the heads of the districts of the Tbilisi City Hall. These are the persons who held the position at high level in Georgian public service, and despite their positions, when we saw that there were allegations that they committed the crimes, investigation was started immediately, and the prosecutor's office brought charges against these persons. This was the information about the statistics of the work done by the anti-corruption agencies, and with respect to the cases which were mentioned during this review, my colleague from the State Security Service will give you any information about them.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Madam Chair, distinguished members of committee, I will provide you briefly information about two cases.